Via email to Chris Roth, croth@hornetmfg.com, or go online to kvoe.com for more information.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning to you on a Thursday. It is 8:25, 31 degrees and sunshine. And it is time for the ESU Buzz, brought to you this morning by Emporia State University. Discover the possibilities. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
This happened yesterday.
I need to stop by my bank. They need my updated driver's license. Then we can head off to lunch.
My credit union just texted me a link for my license.
Seriously? I'd love that.
I love my credit union. Emporia State Federal Credit Union. By the time we did her banking, we only had 15 minutes for lunch. Texting. Easy. Convenient. And only at Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
Dare to imagine what is possible. With over 200 academic programs, Emporia State University will put you on a path towards your successful future. With so many options offering hands-on learning to help you build your resume and the personal attention you get from a smaller school, you can customize your college experience to fit your career goals. Learn more. Schedule your campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz here, and we're joined this morning by Blythe Eddy. Blythe is the Director of Student Activities and Community Service and ESU's Center for Student Involvement. And Blythe is also the advisor for the Union Activities Council. And also this morning by Eliza Rink. Eliza is a graduate student in clinical psychology and a member of the Union Activities Council. Blythe, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
I'm doing good. Eliza, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, Blythe, let's talk a little bit about what we're discussing here next week, a special presentation by Kevin Hines, and it's being called the Kevin Hines Story. Now, Kevin is apparently has got a amazing story to tell here, and one of really hope and perseverance, I would say.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know if I have ever, in the many years that I've worked at Emporia State University, been able to be a part of such an effort to bring someone who is going to, I'd say, change lives. And his story is absolutely amazing. He survived a suicide attempt by jumping from the Golden Gate Bridge, and now he lives to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, he's turned into a best-selling author, documentary filmmaker, and a suicide prevention and mental health advocate. And that's really the power of his message, and he has reached millions of people with his story. And he really he does have a great story to tell, and he does it, obviously, as Blythe mentioned, very well. So how did you come upon Kevin and getting him into Emporia State, Eliza?
Well, the Union Activities Council, we had kind of talked about events we wanted to bring to campus this semester, and I think the students knew that this is a very important topic and something that we really want students to feel safe talking about. And not just the students, but the faculty and staff have been incredibly supportive with this as well. So I just think everyone knew that this has touched so many lives. Everyone knows someone who has struggled with depression, or everyone knows someone who's been impacted in some way by suicide. So I just think as a group, they knew this was something that could reach so many different people.
How long did it take for the UAC to get on board with bringing Kevin in once he was brought up as a potential speaker?
I think it was immediate. I think the girls knew this was something that would be really impactful to so many different people, so there was no debate about it.
So have you heard from Kevin? I mean, before, Eliza, were you aware of him?
I was not.
Okay.
And I actually, we were doing research kind of for his promotion and everything, and I got on his website, and I remember sitting at Blythe's office, and I was in tears, and Blythe walked in, I think was a little concerned, but it was just such a moving story, and I was just reading his website. I wasn't watching any videos. I wasn't hearing him talk, so he is out there. If you look him up, he's just, his stuff is amazing, and so I'm just so excited that he's coming.
Well, you are involved in clinical psychology, so this is something I obviously would be impactful to you, Eliza.
Yes. One of the biggest things we talk about is the importance of kind of building a strong relationship with your client and a safe place for them to be able to trust you and open up to you. And I think that's really what we're hoping to do on the ESU campus with this speaker, is building an environment where students feel safe, feel like they can talk about something that there is a big stigma around, and just helping them to understand that there's resources and people who truly do want to help, and that they don't have to go through this alone.
Now, Blythe, is this the presentation that is open to most ages, or is there, given the kind of the basis of Kevin's discussion here, is there a kind of an age limit that's in play here?
Mm-hmm, that's a great question. You know, I would say that it would be up to the parents to talk to their child about this topic, if they're comfortable with it or not. I mean, suicide affects all ages. It's someone older in someone's family and they have died by suicide, I mean, those kids have been affected. So I definitely have to say it's a case-by-case basis. It's a deep topic. It really is.
Kevin Hines' presentation will be on the campus of Emporia State next week, 7 p.m. Wednesday, February 16th, Albert Taylor Hall in Plum Hall on the campus of Emporia State. Now, Blythe, public invited, and this is free, correct?
It is free. Yeah, no tickets. Come one, come all.
Eliza, from your perspective here, and you'd mentioned here about, you know, being a graduate student in clinical psychology, but maybe talk a bit about the overall, you know, arching goal here for Union Activities Council, not just with talks like this on this specific topic, but really all the way around, and some of the different ways that Union Activities Council helps to improve student lives on campus and off with activities like this and others that you have throughout the course of the year.
Yeah, so the group of students that we have that bring events to this campus, they are totally in charge of it. They do their own research. They try to decide what events students would like. It's a pretty diverse group. They have a lot of different majors. They come from a lot of different places. So they try to get a variety of events, a lot of educational, different social and cultural events on campus. And then they kind of poll students as well. So they put on their social media, they want their peers and their friends to vote and see what students would be meaning or what events would be meaningful to them. So they try to get a variety of events, but it's things like this that help us talk about it and, you know, just build a stronger community here at ESU.
Well, mental health is an issue for all ages, and, you know, we've dealt with a lot during the pandemic, and it's led to a lot of isolation and different forms of education, so it's something that we all have to be aware of. And I know, Blythe, that one of the co-sponsors of the event is the Emporia State Counseling Services Suicide Prevention Education Program on the campus, and we can see why they're involved, right?
Definitely, yes. Emily Reimer is the program coordinator for that program, and she is just a wonderful person. She meets with students regularly in the counseling center, and I know she is an advocate for this night and for students who need help.
Okay. Well, in case people would like more information about the Kevin Hines story and how they can learn more about Kevin's initial story, but also talk more about suicide prevention here, Blythe, how do they do that?
Well, you can check out Kevin Hines' story. It's just kevinhinesstory.com. And that is his own website. There are many resources on that website. I mean, he has a podcast. He's a film. He's written a book. Many, many resources on that website. So I would definitely say take a look at that.
Yeah, he was 19, I guess 2 years after he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. He attempted to take his life by jumping from the Golden Gate Bridge, and surviving that is incredible in itself, because 99% don't when they attend from the Golden Gate Bridge. So public invited, Kevin Hines' story, Albert Taylor Hall, Plum Hall, Wednesday, 7 p.m. on the campus of Emporia State. Do want to just remind you again that face masks are required for all who attend the event. Masking is required on the buildings on the campus of Emporia State. Well, Eliza, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
All right, Blythe, anything else we need to add?
No, I think our biggest thing with Union Activities Council is making sure that we get the word out to every group, nonprofit, person that we can. So if anyone is listening to this today who knows of someone that they should ask to come to this event, I would say just have it in your heart to make that happen before next Wednesday, because it's just so important.
Yeah, he's very impactful. And a great message. Very. All right, well, thank you both.
Yes. Well, thanks for having us.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that is Blythe Eddie. Blythe is the Director for Student Activities and Community Service at Emporia State Center for Student Involvement, and also is an advisor for the Union Activities Council, and also Eliza Rink, who is a graduate student in clinical psychology and a member of the Union Activities Council, with us on the ESU Buzz, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. ESFCU, the educated choice, with two convenient Emporia locations. And by Emporia State University, discover the possibilities. Good morning, it's 8:35.
Inflation is climbing at the fastest pace in 40 years. The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index jumped 7.5% in January compared to the same month a year earlier. It's the biggest jump in prices since 1982. As COVID infections continue dropping in many parts of the country, more states are dropping mask mandates.
With new cases in the U.S. plunging nearly 70% in the last 3 weeks, there is mounting pressure on public officials.